Blog Talk Radio.
Take my clothes off. Stiletto heels still on deck. Yeah. Take my clothes off. You better get ready, get set, go. I'm performing for you, watching as I do this inside my soul. They're gonna take some of my favor, I'll return the favor.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Chris Renee.
And this is Jonna B.
And welcome to Penetrations After Dark.
I did forget the welcome, didn't I? My bad.
Oh, you're my
okay. Because it was quiet. Yeah, I didn't hear nothing.
I'm totally not. Frame of mind now. I'm trying to get ready for the show. I'm trying to order pizza. I paid with a debit card for the pizza and still gave the man $50, totally forgetting I paid with the debit card. Had to chase him down. You know, I'm getting old. I had to chase him down to get my money. I'm like, wait a minute, I just gave you $50. I paid with a debit card.
But wait a minute, let me tell you about my little occurrence. I was watching, you know, I was watching porn on my phone, right? And so I'm thinking this is a penis I'm looking at.
This nigga got his whole arm. Wait.
It's an arm.
What?
Well, I gotta wait. I'm talking about pizza. I know they both begin with a P, but how you go from porn to pizza, porn?
Hey.
Okay, come on. Go ahead. What happened?
Party, porn, happiness, food makes me happy. Hey.
It's true.
The combination.
But
now, what happened,
this man had his old arm in her ass. Like, in her ass. Not her coochie, in her ass. Like, what you been doing with your life? That a forearm, and a fist, and an elbow can fit that far up in your body. What have you been doing with your life?
I don't want a arm or a fist anywhere near me, like down there, my face, down there, my mouth. I'm talking about none of that. That's not right. That's creepy.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want shit by my ass. Now I don't know what your never mind. But
I'm not gonna play with you tonight. We on our best behavior tonight.
There ain't no best behavior. I've been drinking. I'm good. So
ain't
you
probably
no
got on the onesie.
And I got my onesie on. I got my pack of cupcakes, and I'm drinking my Amsterdam out the cup that my cousin bought me. That says, "You can't buy happiness, but it can buy cupcakes." Hey, what you say?
Yes, ma'am. Totally nuts. But you know what, though? I was looking at an article today. This girl that you just saw on your porn, she may should have been with this dude because his wife is divorcing him because his penis is too big. I ain't never heard of nothing like that. I've never heard somebody say, "I can't fuck with that dude. His shit too big." She's straight divorcing this man over that.
I ain't never in my life heard such tomfoolery.
Me
like, who would say that out loud? Hey, we can't knock her, though, because we're making, I don't know, she's crazy.
Yes, the hell we can, because I'm not never. All these little penises running around, I'm sipping my tea on that one. You gonna leave it?
What you say? What you say, Chris?
I don't know. I can't get with it. I don't know. It's just crazy. But enough of that craziness that we saw. Let everybody know what we got going on tonight.
Okay. Well, for the ladies, we have the chocolatey novice blacktop on the show tonight. So I know I'm not the only one that's giddy and ready to get down and dirty with this young man. So, therefore, let me go ahead and do my introduction. Novelist Blacktop, I had to shorten this, was born to a father that was a gangster turned preacher and a mother that was a singer, artist, and scholar. He was born into a family of preachers, pimps, prostitutes, drug dealers, dope fiends, and squares. Wow. Okay. Blacktop was raised on the streets of South Dallas, Texas. And he is the author of The Hustle Chronicles, which is 1, 2, and 3. Then he has Tainted 1 and 2 out now. And Corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Let me get him on the line here.
Well, welcome to Penetration After Dark, Novelist Blacktop. How are you tonight?
Sleeping in a motherfucker. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Well, nigga, it's time to wake the fuck up.
Hey, I've been going since 3 a.m., man. You know, early bird gets the worm. You know how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the show tonight. So, first and foremost, why don't you tell everybody out there that's listening that may not know you, who you are in your own words?
In my own words, I'm Novelist Blacktop. I got these earphones in, so you got to forgive me, but because the kid's sleeping, you know. But I'm Novelist Blacktop, you know, and y'all got to forgive me. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm tired, man. But listen, you know, I like to let people know that it's a difference between, you know, a random dude that writes street books and a street dude that write books. I happen to be the latter of the two. You know, I'm a street dude that write books, but, you know, I like to call myself an intelligent gangster. You know, I'm a, you know how ladies like the bad boy. Well, you know, I did all my bad boy shit, so now I'm a good guy. So, you know, that's who I am, man.
No,
I just, nah, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy, man.
You just look like it, because every time I see you, you got this mean mug on you, like you just gonna roar, jump out at anybody who say anything.
Well, I'm a mean motherfucker, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm mean to people that don't know me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm everyday people. You know what I'm saying? I never meet a stranger. You know, if you see me on the streets, I'm very approachable. I just look like that. Listen, coming from prison culture, is nothing worse than a dude walking around smiling all the time. So, you know, you learn to wear a unit, and after a while, it just becomes a part of you. You know what I mean?
Okay, and now that you mentioned that, you did tell me it's like your 15 year or 16 year of not being incarcerated or being out.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations on that.
Today is my 16th year anniversary, man. You know what I'm saying? From being free, so. You know, I'm happy. You know, I'm free. I'm walking among the living, you know?
Yeah. Congratulations with that, you know? Staying straight as you can,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. All you got to do is do what them folks say and do what you were supposed to be doing from the onset of things, you know what I'm saying? And it's rather easy to maintain your freedom.
Right.
You know,
okay.
It's a whole lot of ways to get money besides running the streets, you understand?
Yeah, you're right about that. So how did you start writing, sir?
I answer this question so many times that it's like kind of monotonous, but I'll oblige.
I can skip over there if you want and get right to the dirty. You know, I don't have to ask these questions. This is what I was told to ask you. Now, I can skip this line.
You know, because some people don't know who you are, so you want to kind of just, like, give them a little bit of background about everything. People ask me all the time, how you start writing?
I'll be like,
well, you know, the thing about writing is I started journaling at an early age. You know what I'm saying? Doing part to my mom and dealing with you know, certain emotions, certain anger issues. So I started journaling, and I actually went into music and you know, made my little splash or whatever in the hip hop scene or whatever. And with music, you know, rap especially is kind of fickle. You know, once you get a little age on you, you know, people start looking at you like a dinosaur, like, you know, nigga, if you ain't on by now, you need to just give it up. So, you know, before I gave people the opportunity to say that, I switched. Because in music, you have 4 minutes tops to tell a story in a song. You know, the average song on the radio is 3.5 to 4 minutes long. But with a book, you know, I have 70,000 plus words to say whatever the hell I want to say, you know. Kind of led me to the books.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's so kind of cliche to say writing is so therapeutic, but writing is so therapeutic. I'd be like, hell, people don't even understand how much you can get off just by writing. I mean, I guess if writing is your thing, but that's what it is for me. So.
Yeah, and I mean, especially writing the way that I write and some of the things that I write, you know, rather than do those things and face a lengthy prison sentence or, you know, get the death penalty, I prefer to just write it down in the book. You know, when people get up under my skin, the things that I dream about doing to them, I just put it in the book.
Wait, let me just say that I've read, I can't say I read all six. I think I've read three or four, but I don't know. But this man kills people, like, you just sit there with your mouth open, and you be like, what the fuck, like, who would have thought of some shit like this, like, and you know I love crazy, so of course I love his books, like, he's one of my favorite authors, so, with that being said, what do you do, like, when you making your genius killing scenes, like, because they are, like, out of this world, when you doing your killing scene, what is your mood, what is around you, are you drinking, are you in the dark? Are you mad? What are you doing?
most of the time, I'm listening to that Texas shit. You know, if you ever see some of the music that I post, majority of the music that I post is from artists around Dallas and Houston. And one thing about the underground scene in Houston and Dallas is, you know, we speak on the way things actually happen. And when it comes to my killing scenes and my books, you know, it's other ways to kill people besides walking up and putting a gun in somebody's mouth or, you know, stabbing somebody. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to stick a knife in somebody's gut all the time. You know, you can chop somebody in half. You know what I mean? Or you can, you know, it's just different ways to kill people. You know what I'm saying? And your imagination is supposed to be as such, especially as an author. Your imagination is supposed to be on point. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to give the people something that's realistic, but at the same time is also graphic enough for them to say, well, goddamn. You know? So, I mean, I'm borderline crazy anyway. So, you know, it's easy for me to come up with a different way to off me a motherfucker.
Okay, what are three things that you need in the room with you that you're writing? Do you have to have anything in particular? Do you have to have a certain setup?
No, believe it or not, majority of the time when I'm writing, I write best. It depends on how I'm writing. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm majority of the time when I'm writing, I'm on the clock. You know, that's one of the perks of being a supervisor. So, you know, I put other motherfuckers to work and then I start writing. You know, and when I'm at home, you know, believe it or not, I really can't write unless the kids are doing what they do. You know, if they're already in bed, I find it extremely hard for me to write. But when they're running around and mommy, 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 daddy, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like, it, my mojo's flowing. So, I get off.
You like the chaos.
Yeah, it's like white noise, you know?
I can't. I have to have headphones on. I block everybody out, everything out. I cannot have no ruckus going on while I'm writing.
Well, it depends, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to write a sex scene when the kids are, you know, running around. But, you know, majority of the time, like, I set mood music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I'm in the streets in the book, you know, I'm rocking street music. If I'm in the club, I'm rocking club music. If, you know, if I'm doing a love scene or a sex scene or whatever, you know what I'm saying, then I 9 chances out of 10, I got the R&B on. And it's not that I need it. It's just that it kind of puts me in that mood. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what kind of music you listen to when you writing your sex scenes?
Some of everything, believe it or not. R. Kelly, Trey Songz, Jasmine Sullivan. You know, she does it. And shit. Sometimes my own shit. You know, believe it or not.
Okay, now earlier I brought up the subject of fisting. Would you ever consider doing that to a woman?
Hell no.
No, I mean, even if she asked you, if she was like bent over, ready for you, you know, like ready, got your, telling you to grease your arm up, you wouldn't do it?
No, because listen, regardless of how you look at it, that's supposed to be a form of foreplay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I got big arms. You know what I'm saying? if this broad want me to fist up, after I get finished, ain't nothing I can do with it, show. You know, ain't nothing I can do with it. You know,
I mean, like,
it ain't that much snap back in the world.
But I mean, real, sometimes they like it in their butt. Like what I saw on my phone earlier was the arm was in her butt. It wasn't even in her cooch. It was in her butt.
But listen, I'm a rather adventurous person. But whoever was doing it, he's a nasty motherfucker, because you know he came out with a fist full of poo-poo. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all wildin', I swear. I'm going to let Crystal take over, because I'm done. He's about a fist full of poo-poo. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll talk for a little minute now, because Jonah has totally freaked me out.
Yeah, actually, I mean, right?
Seriously, though, hey, if that's how that lady get off, I'm all for how you get off. Here's a little tip or whatever for you this week about getting off, because it's so many miserable people out there.
Can't hear you, Crystal. We can't hear you. I'm saying,
yeah, you sound really muffled.
It's this phone, right? Okay, before I talk about all the miserable people out there who need to get off, I upgraded my phone. I don't even like it. It's like, what's the big deal when everybody like, oh, the upgrade. Phone is trash. Anyway, back to the people needing to get off. Well, we had Shadris on last week. I told everybody that I had read her book. Her book was really nasty. She act like a church girl, but from reading that book, I know she's not. That's Who Do You Love? Anyway, she had a tip in there that I was just dying to try. So I went to the store, asked for the glass Benoit balls. I got a new bullet. She say, put the Benoit balls in the bullet, in the freezer, get them super cold. You insert them, you go with the bullet. Magical things happen, like magical things. So I'm all in the moment. I'm like, oh, my God, she wasn't lying. Shadris wrote about this. She a genius. I don't know if I sucked in too hard or what when it happened. But one came out, but the other one didn't. So I'm freaking out now, like, oh, my God, I can't get this out. What the fuck? This is so fucking embarrassing. I can't call 911. So my only other option, I was like, okay, I'm sweating at this point. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. I'm like, where is it at? Why won't it come out? I was going to call my mama and her because that was my only other option. So, like, do I pray about this? Because I really don't want to pray about this because this is some fucked up shit. And I'm like, this is all Shatner's fucking fault. So you can't do everything you read in the book unless you know how to do it. So the end of the
Let me ask you a question. Honestly, how would you even have presented that to your mother?
You know what? I don't know. I would have just started crying. I'm a baby anyway. I would have just started crying. I'm like, mama. And then my mama, she cool. She hella cool. But I don't know if she would have been that cool. Like, I was like, Lord. So I had to squat and just push like I was having a baby.
Wow.
And I didn't have to call my mama. But don't try everything you read in the book. However, do get a bullet. I fully endorse that. The Shatter, is she on my list? She is. I'm mad at her. I can't even talk to her right now.
Now, while we're on the subject, are you into toys in the bedroom, sir?
I am the toy in the bedroom.
You are the toy.
Yeah.
I mean, but you are the toy. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. You don't, if your wife or brought in a toy, like a vibrator or some kind of bullet, something just to, you know, like a cock ring or something that vibrated on you. You wouldn't partake. You wouldn't home tonight.
I mean, but listen, the beautiful thing.
You would shoot her down.
About,
you would say no.
No, of course not. Of course not. That's the beautiful thing about being married. You know, you can try different things. You know what I'm saying? Like I'd never shoot her down if she decided that, you know, that's what she wanted in the bedroom. Fortunately for her, I am the toy in the bedroom. So, you know, what she need a bullet for when she got these shotguns shit.
Oh, wait a minute, God. Y'all. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, right. Hold on, wait a minute. This girl keeps texting me. She wants to talk. We're not even taking callers yet, but I'm gonna let her say what the hell she got to say because I'm about to curse her out. Hold on. Girl.
Sound like you beat the bongo.
Got it. My phone keeps locking.
Katasha?
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going? I heard that. Did you say you were going to cut me out?
It's going.
Yes, ma'am. In private, though. Finish. Who did you want to talk to? Did you want to talk to me?
I definitely don't want to talk to you after that little rant you did. But anyway, hi, guys. How are you? I have a question for Mr. Black Pop.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question is, I've been told maybe by one or two guys that...
Oh, my God. You're not going to do this.
Don't do it.
No, you do it.
I'm definitely going to do it. I've been told by one or two guys, only one or two, and I'm 33 years old, that my oral skills aren't that good. But
mm-hmm.
I make up for it in other areas. So does that
mm-hmm.
really make a difference if you're not good at giving head, but your vajayjay is good? Like, does that matter?
Yeah, it matters.
Oh, does it really? And why? Like, why do that matter to men? Like, it's not like I'm trash in bed. I just prefer not to do that. I just do it just because it's a part of sex.
Well,
it's not nothing that I want to do.
That's a part of the problem. See, you have to, anything you do, you know, it would be a greater asset to the guy if you just told him, you know, I don't like to, you know, give fellatio. I don't like
to give head.
Oh, so
I still warn him, basically. So that
if you warn us off top, then you give us an option. But if you don't tell us and then you get down there and go to gnawing on our shit, then that's a problem.
No. I don't know. It's just like I guess I can put more into it, and I
you
don't.
You just don't have, you lack enthusiasm.
But wait a minute, pause, best friend. Wait a minute, pause, best friend. Pause, best friend. How many penises have been in your mouth? Because you're saying it's only been like one or two.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I've had a few boyfriends in my life. I'm 33 years old. Like, come on. Let's be real now.
I'm just saying, you said it's only been one or two. You said like the other 10 or 12 said you good to go.
No, I didn't say 10 or 12. Oh, goodness. Come on. I'm not a whore, but I'm not a virgin either. Like, come on.
All right.
I'm like, you know,
But see, I mean, one thing you got to remember about guys is, like, we like to see that enthusiasm. We like to hear that enthusiasm. So if you just down there, like, ho-humming on it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, just stop, man, you know?
Me, personally, so, I thought I was great, but, you know,
Well, one of the things you have to understand, it's already hard for men to come out and tell a woman, and I'm, you know, excuse my language, but it's hard for us to come out and tell a woman that she just does not know how to suck dick. You understand? So if they mustered up enough strength and enough courage to tell you that, then you probably suck, show. You know, figuratively.
Damn. I mean, I'm not mad because it's not like I said, oh, I'm number 10, you know, on a scale, a rate 1 to 10. I'd be the first to say, oh, okay, whatever.
And true.
And then
truth
I have
told,
to look
like
at
you,
it, I have to smell it, like, come on, all of it.
Well, it shouldn't be a smell to it anyway. Like,
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm just saying, I look at it and I smell it. I do all type of extra stuff, so maybe that turns the person off too. Like, bitch, why you got a flashlight and you looking down there? Like, you know, I
want to
see what's going on down here.
Yeah, well, only thing you got to remember in your head, especially if it's somebody that you with, is no teeth and a whole lot of spit, and you'd be okay.
Yeah, that's what he said. But it never was no teeth. He just was like more spit. And I'm like, God damn it, I don't even produce that much saliva.
Well, you need to practice.
I cannot. Good day, ma'am. I'm putting you back on the line. Good day, ma'am. I can't take you
no
more.
I'm so open. Okay, well, that was my question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt y'all things, but congrats on the talk show and all your endeavors, but that was my question. So I guess I'll shoot to please next time or something. I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Well, we thank you. I was going to thank you and everything.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Crystal, it's time for you. You told me... talking about your little the toy of the month or something?
Well, I just told you about...
Was that the Benoit ball thing?
Yeah. So it's supposed to be the toy of the month, but I wouldn't highly recommend it. You know, I'll just leave that for who do you love. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So is there anything, like, in the near future for you, novelist Blacktop, do you see yourself writing, like, a strictly erotica book or, you know, like, something that's softer for the ladies, like?
I don't know if you had the opportunity to read my books, but.
I just downloaded it because I see everybody talking about Tainted and Tainted too, so I was like, let me download these books. I didn't download Tainted. I went to a website to order it. I seen Lawrence put it up on Facebook.
Right. But the thing about my books is, you know, I don't write niche literature. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Write
like
what?
I can't niche. N-I-C-H-E. Niche. You know?
Oh.
Boxing and literature. I tend to let my imagination flow. So, you know what, when I start, like right now I'm writing two books. You know what I'm saying? And I can't just say that I'll write erotica because that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you can only fuck so many different ways in a whole book. You know what I mean? So it's gotta be some kind of backstory in the book. Now, I mean, if you've read my books, then you understand it. There's some sex in there. There's a bunch of sex in there, but it's necessary. You see what I'm saying? And truth be told, like, you know, I'm not a prude, but I just can't write a whole bunch of books, a book with a whole bunch of dicks and penises and cocks. And, you know, you can only say dick so many different ways, you know what I'm saying, before it kind of gets monotonous in the book, you know. It's not really my thing.
So, well, out of all your books, man, since you bring it up in the book series, so what would you say is, like, the baby? And I know, you know, we all say, like, oh, well, it's hard to say which one I love the most, but is there just one of them that you feel like that's the one I fuck with the most out of all of them? It's this one right here. What was just your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite so far.
It would be a real toss up between
Corporate America and Tainted Too.
Because I'm leaning towards Corporate America still. Like, that's still my favorite.
Yeah, you know, Corporate America was different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't an urban book. You know what I'm saying, at all. I mean, none of my books are really urban like that. You know what I'm saying? But Corporate America just took it somewhere else. It took me somewhere else. With Tainted Too, the reason I say that's my baby is because once you get to the premise of the book, and I won't go into it because, you know, it would be an ultimate spoiler, but once you get to the premise of the book, then you understand why I say that it's my baby, because everything will be made clear, you know, as to, you know, why certain things are happening the way that they're happening in the book. You know, and the premise was thought out and calculated. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I just sat down and started to pen a book in 30 days. You know how they sell those bullshit ebooks online and say, write a bestseller novel in 30 days. But
yeah.
If you write a novel in 30 days, there's something missing. You know what I'm saying? So this book was well thought out and calculated, you know. And it took a lot out of me. It took a lot of research. And, you know, it's hard to kill people, man, over and over again and make it mean something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to take some phone calls because we have a few folks that's been waiting the whole time, if that's okay with you young people over there.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm cool.
Locked up again. Okay, well, 917, you're on the line. 917, hello. Oh, maybe they didn't want to talk. Hello? Oh,
you're talking.
Oh,
is it me? Is it me?
240?
Yeah. No, it's not me.
Hello?
Are you 240? Hello?
Yeah.
No, I'm not 240, man.
Oh, I'm looking at two people?
Yes, you do.
Hold on. The other person wasn't saying nothing. 240, I'm going to come back to you.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sorry.
Okay, 917. See, they ain't saying nothing.
Which one, me? You talking to me?
Are you 917?
Who are you talking to me? I'm 917-885. Is that me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. My name's Pilar. I'm calling from New York City, from a Japanese restaurant right now. I just got out of work. And I wanted to ask Mr. Blacktop how he came to get inspired to write Tainted and Tainted Too.
Hello, Pilar. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. Tainted was actually taken from a good friend of mine. He actually caught a case like that.
Wow.
Yeah. The DEA in Texas couldn't get him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how the story went, and that's how they got him. With Tainted Too, I just had to channel my inner demons, so to speak, you know, and tap into my crazy gene, you know.
Mm.
So
So I'm looking forward to reading Tainted too. I'm trying to catch up, but I just wanted to know like what inspired you.
Yeah, I really can't say like, you know, I know that a lot of people have these cushy stories about, you know, inspiration and stuff like that when it comes to books, but I'm just a dude that likes to write, so you know.
Well, you write well.
You're
an awesome writer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. You love him?
Well, thanks for calling in.
You take care. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Bye. Okay, let me see.
I had a
better
A better accent than all this little Midwest burr her. I need, like, I'm from the East Coast or something. I'm going to have to work on that.
Oh, my God. 314-457. Hello? These folks don't want to talk. From St. Louis, y'all don't want to talk?
Well, make sure you don't three-way them on this time.
No, I'm taking whoever this is, I'm taking them out.
Oh. Bye, 314-458.
You sure you're hitting the right button?
Yeah, I'm hitting them in.
All the people from St. Louis just want to listen. That's just like St. Louis people, just like to lurk. I
hey.
Love y'all.
Hey, hey.
Oh,
don't do 314. Don't do us over here, okay? Now, I have my phone on mute. Shoot. Hey,
Black
Top, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is CJ, Clara, and
Clara.
Hey, I just want to say my books were stolen, and I'm in the process of repurchasing them. Yeah, that's another story.
Somebody beat you for your books. Well, you know, you can always.
Well,
you can,
somebody
you can claimed always
that
hit,
they couldn't find them.
www.novelistblacktop.com. You know, and I signed every book that I ship.
Okay. Well, yeah, my books were signed, you know, because I got them at the book fair, but we'll talk about that later. Okay.
Did you have any questions, ma'am?
But it's not pertaining to a book. It's just a question because I'm. Okay. What is a big turn off for you for women?
Ugly feet.
Girl, if you don't move Kaden away from the phone.
Well, I told you I had a child, didn't I? I'm trying to tune in now. But anyway, okay, what about a turn on?
Turn on pretty teeth, turn off ugly feet.
Yeah. Nobody out of your toes.
Nobody
plain
what?
Example. You want Claudia toes?
But some guys consider pretty feet like some pretty to some ain't pretty to all. But
well,
you know.
Well, listen. Some people shouldn't wear sandals. You know, if you lay in your bed and look down your body, and look down your thighs, and get to your shins, and look past your ankles. And get to your feet. If you cringe, you got ugly feet.
Well, what if you got pretty feet and they just a little dry because you had a pedicure? Would that mess you up?
Well, yeah, dry falls in the category of ugly. Soak them in some Crisco.
Oh, no.
Do something with them. Yeah.
All right, yeah, I can put it back in the queue. But my feet ain't ugly. I was just saying.
Clear that up. Thanks for calling in, ma'am. Let me see. 314-488.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Black. Hi, nephew. Hi, niece. This is the famous TC on the phone. You know I got to get my shots out first, right?
Come on, auntie.
I got to shout out you guys first. I have to shout out the crew, which is like Lauren, Tara, Dee Dee,
Did we talk about this? This ain't no goddamn shout out. This is not, don't snap it, auntie. Do you have any questions for the author that's on here?
I do. I really do. I have a serious question, too. But listen, listen 1 second. Nephew, listen. Hold up. They listen right. Say anything. I think them St. Louis people that y'all talking about. Anyway.
Right.
But anyway, I have a serious question. I'm dead serious, y'all. I'm serious. I need to know this. I really, really, really need to know this.
Oh,
so somebody
Lord.
Got a text right. No, listen. And I'm trying to figure this out. Somebody got a text right from their boyfriend. Well, somebody that they fucking. I guess, since this John guy shit, y'all know how y'all talk. Oh, and he sent her a picture of a dick and said, I want you to fuck this. But it wasn't his dick. So, do that mean, is it, I'm trying to, and he sent like three of them, like every day he sent a picture of a different dick and say he want her to fuck that, right? So I'm trying to figure out, like, is he gay or is he trying to have a threesome? But he's like, no, go fucking and come back and tell me about it.
What?
I don't think he's
right.
Gay. He's just one of them type of men that get off on that extra kinky shit is what it sounds like.
No.
That's what I need to know, Black. That's what I need to know. I need a
Listen.
Man because I'm with you. I'm like, maybe he's trying to, you know, say he want to have a threesome undercover. You know, I'm trying to get you to throw it out there or something. But you're supposed to be a straight, solid dude, like,
well,
straight,
see,
big,
see,
hard
first, listen,
dude.
Thing about dudes is, they, you know, people always say that we have fantasies about threesomes. And for the majority of the male population, that may be true. But you have to understand, when we fantasize about threesomes, it's with two women. We don't have an extra dick nowhere in the picture. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that this cat, you understand, is sending pictures of other penises besides his own
is
a problem.
It's other penises. It's not even him.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
So what
see,
I'm still trying to figure out, like, damn, what they –
okay.
So what do that mean?
Auntie, wait a minute. Auntie, bring this up. I'm in the chat room, and a young lady brought this up. She said, why – in the hell would a man have a picture of another man's package in
another man's
phone?
Penis. Exactly.
That's
okay.
He's scrolling looking at penises. So what she needs to do is run.
Right. Right. Hey, all she gotta do is burn. It just burn out.
Yeah, you need to tell your homegirl she needs the skirt.
Right, just growling.
Yeah, she just need to skirt out because 9 chances out of 10 here in a little while he gonna be wearing a skirt.
I didn't want to put him right there, but yeah.
Well,
you didn't have to
put him right there. He put himself right there when he was putting other niggas' pictures of ding-a-lings on his phone.
Right. Like, why you got a whole
like,
other dick in your phone?
Yo,
yeah.
Listen.
I'm like, text him
listen.
Back. Maybe he's trying to do a threesome or something.
Listen,
then
I'm
going
to.
Like, nah, go fucking and come back and tell me about it. What?
Well, maybe it's either one or two things. Either he gay or he know his girlfriend is a hoe. You understand? So he trying to shoot her out there like he feel like she getting out there anyway.
But you said a picture
sense.
Of a dick. A dick.
I'm just trying to help the brother out, man.
No, ain't no helping him out. He done seen one up close and personal.
Hey, because I was just going to tell you, you know, I'm a father, and I got a 7-year-old son, and I get dude his privacy when he in the bathroom. You hear me?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to see no penises. Don't do your thing, though.
Well, I don't know.
Did he answer your question, Auntie?
Yeah, he did. I'm still a little lost, but yeah, he did. I'm not gonna send you no picture of my pussy. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know.
Right. I don't want to see that shit. We're going to go
that's
to the next name. Caller because you talking crazy now.
Well,
I don't see that shit no way.
Right, because we solid. We keep the solid over here, so we good. We don't do that shit. We probably say like a little nipple piercing, you know something you just got done. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
man.
Quick cruises, that's but it ain't just funny. Like, damn, I'm looking, my coochie is wet today. We'll do something like that.
I'm muting her
right now. Next caller.
My coochie is crazy.
Bye, Auntie. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, you guys. Let me on this show. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Your auntie got issues, man.
Right. I'm gonna take one more caller, then we're gonna get back to the questions and games with Blacktop. Caller 201-719. You're on the phone. Line. I mean.
I'm on the line.
What up?
You're on the line.
Hey,
what
y'all.
Up, fool? What up, Shellstack?
You know it's the
it's
Emmett. Always and forever the only one. Hey, Shorty New Wop.
Are we over the threats yet?
Hell no.
It's cold.
I'm still digesting. That was a tough pill to swallow.
Shit.
I ain't finished. Don't you go into details.
I'm not, but shit.
I'm not finished. Don't you? I will hang up on you.
Don't hang up on her.
You know when you finish with the book, you want to talk about it.
Nah, I don't talk about
God
it.
God damn it, no.
I'm still digesting it. I ain't even like that.
Yeah, I got cussed out yesterday.
For sure.
Yeah, it's all good though. I'm glad I had that oh shit factor on your ass. You know. Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the fireplace scene, Rashida.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Girl, it gets better.
Oh,
just
Lord.
Keep on reading.
She ain't knowing.
You gave me a flashback.
Oh Lord.
Gave you a flashback. Who you
book? Do you What?
You right here murking people, Rashida.
Uh-huh. Right. What kind of flashback are you doing? You like 311.
Yeah, yeah.
Who you killing?
Here we go with this short shit.
You are kind of short, though.
No, not kind of. Like, when I had to take my heels off, and she still came to my right boob or something.
That's bullshit.
Well, Rashida is the only.
I don't even
Rashida
talk
is
to
the
one of y'all.
Rashida is the only human that I know that's shorter than Faith.
Here we go.
That's
some bullshit.
Rashida, Faith said hi.
That's not what?
You hear me, Rashida?
What you say?
Faith said hi.
Hey,
oh, what she said, hello.
Tell us what's up.
She heard you.
I don't even want to keep you. I'm putting you back in the queue.
All of you short women.
I'm 6 feet, so I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
You're 6 feet?
Yes.
Side by side?
No.
Right.
Ain't no side by side.
Okay.
Well, I love you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, fool.
We going to fight, so I don't even want to kick it no more. Just put me back
That's
in the queue.
Put me back in the queue.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, love. I really, really appreciate your support.
You know I got you.
Mhm. All right. I'm gonna let Crystal talk for a second because I'm eating my cupcakes.
Oh, she get on my nerves with these cupcake things. You know, one of the things that I find interesting in this whole author world or literature world, if you want to be, I've been drinking shit. So, author world, I find interesting is that, you know, I get on Facebook some days and people beefing so tough, this publishing company beefing with this publishing company, and this author got something to say about this author. It's like what you think the future of, I guess, the whole, I hate saying urban literature because they kind of like put everything, like you said, in the box, but... What do you think, like, kind of like the future of this genre? Where is it going? Like, is this just going to be too much beef to where people are going to be like, oh, I'm not even going to deal with that bullshit no more? Or do you think it'll be able to turn back around? Like, what do you feel like when you get on Facebook and you take a look at everything? What's the first thought that comes to your head? That's if you even see
The first thing that pops into my head is, okay, I'm logging off and I'm gonna go write. Because ultimately, if you're a real author, then you don't have time for the bullshit anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's a whole, if everybody Facebooking, who doing the writing? You understand? You know, that's first of all. Second of all, if you take, you know, the people that keep up the drama and the people that aren't really serious about the craft, you understand, and you put them all on one side of the room, and then you take the people that are serious about the craft and put them all on the other side of the room, what you'll find is the people that are on that side of the room that's keeping up the drama and the mess ain't making no money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And the people that are concentrating, the people that are concentrating on their craft and concentrating on perfecting their craft are actually out there trying to make some moves. You understand? So basically what I'm saying is there is no genre. You understand? There, it's no such thing as a genre. It's just fiction. It's just literature. So if you sit down and you write in earnest and you write from the heart, you understand? You don't have to worry about categorizing yourself. You know, people try to categorize themselves because they're trying to get that light bill money from Amazon. That's when the categorization comes in. But when you take a true writer, you know what I'm saying, and a true author, they don't give a fuck about titles because the money is going to come anyway because people recognize real talent. You understand?
Right.
So I don't participate in beef. I don't participate in drama. I don't participate in gossip or none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let those people that participate in that have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I keep it pushing. That's probably why I've been able to drop 6 books in 2.5 years.
Well, yeah. That's right.
Well, I can say I don't participate
six,
in the
six,
gossip.
Six full-length novels, I might add. Yeah.
Very good novels, too. But I don't participate in the gossip, but I was baptized and it didn't work, so that's where I'm at in life.
I ain't gotten
through with me yet, so I.
Yeah, and that's understandable. But let me put some on. Let me put a bug in your ear right quick, Shep. You understand? I was told by somebody. You understand that happened to be a very successful businessman. You understand? This is what he told me. He said, if you ever pay attention to really successful people, you understand? People that's got a whole bunch of money don't have time for bullshit, and people that's always bullshitting ain't got no goddamn money. And those are his words. You see what I'm saying? And I believe that because we talking about a guy that's my age, and he's sitting on about $40 million. You see what I'm saying? So if this guy tells me that, then I'm gonna ride with that. You see what I'm saying? And if you sit back and really look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like watch. All you got to do is watch. You know, people say perception is everything, but perception is not everything. Perception is make-believe because you're giving people what they perceive you to be. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving them the real deal. What you see with Blacktop is what you get. I'm everyday people. You know what I'm saying? I never change. I'm the same every day. You know? So it's no perceptions with me. Everything is reality-based. You know? I'm
well,
like an
sure.
open book.
Excellent answer.
Right,
I can do
that. Real shit.
Right. Well, let's get to the good stuff real quick.
There she go. You never know what's going to happen when she says something like that. I'm just going to clutch my pearls. I'm just going to see what's going to happen.
I've done, like, you left all of the crazy shit to me tonight. Like, you were... What happened to you? You like, you fell off. Did Wyatt didn't kick in yet? But
what are you talking about? I'm always good and sweet and Christian-like.
girl, that holy water can't even stay on your body. It bead up and roll off, fall off.
Not bead up and roll off, but I am a good girl tonight.
But anywho, we're going to play what Crystal has named Sweating Bullets, where I need you to say the first word that comes in your head after what I say. I mean, first freaky word. I don't want, if I say toe, I don't want you to say shoe. I want you to say the first freaky thing that pops in your head, and we're going to see how long this chain keeps going, okay? You ready?
Wait, hold up. Let me.
Yeah, you got to get ready because you never know what she's going to say.
So, yeah, I know. But listen, listen. So, so with this game, right?
My name is not Linda.
Are there any rules? You know what I'm saying? Like, I,
no.
I'm not allowed to say because I, you
nope.
know, I say a lot.
Yes, no, you
no,
cannot say
does not
you cannot think
word.
About it.
Okay.
You cannot
right.
think about it.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
Knee.
You said me, right?
I said knee, like kneecap.
What's
knee?
Stop talking
oh,
about
I
you got a mouth
said
full of...
me too.
See what I'm
Why
saying?
Would I say me?
Well, stop talking about like you got a mouth full of marbles.
Ah, oh, fuck you. I'm a sword
Okay.
Finger.
Ass.
Elbow.
Nose.
Booty cheek. Because you was trying
hold
to...
Hold on. No. The way you said it, man. Okay, bite.
She said, like, we on the playground, booty cheek.
Yeah,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, ass.
Okay, bite.
Ass.
I won, right?
You did. She broke it. She totally broke the chain.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You stopped.
I said ass.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You stumbled,
no, because
you
he
stumbled
like
two, a
three
times.
Because when I said tongue, he said hurricane. Who did? I bet everybody else stopped too. What the fuck is you talking about?
Well,
I had a moment.
Okay, listen. Because you said that, I give it to you, okay? And not
man.
Not do music. So I'm also, I guess you could call me a poet, right? So
are you ready?
Yeah, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is called On Call, okay, and it was a song. But since you didn't know how to work your MP3 player, I just recited. Okay, it says, "I know sometimes when you get horny and you laying alone, you touch yourself, thinking the top, and you giggle and moan. Pick up the phone and hit me up. I'm a text message away. You say the word, I hit the shower and I'm coming your way. Shit, I'm on call like a doctor." Better yet, like a plumber. Laying pipe and have you skeeting like a sprinkler in summer. Yeah, I'm a freak with it. Shit, ain't no shame in my game. I eat that pussy till I burp. My tongue's a hurricane. Damn shame how I come running every time that you want it. Eat up them walls, beat up them walls. It feels good, don't it? Burn up I-95 trying to get to that yummy. Play with it till I get to you. Keep it warm for me. Girl, I look like money. I smell like money. Bet if you knew how money fucked, I fuck like money. I had you giggling and running. Had you climbing the walls. When you want it, when you need it, I'm on call. You know what I'm talking about? So that's where that hurricane come from. So if you say tongue, I'm going to say hurricane. You said freaky.
I need a moment. just
give me a moment.
Can we take a caller or something? Wait a minute.
I stopped smoking, but I need a cigarette.
Hold on, wait a minute. Who? Three oh one. Area code 301. You're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Area 301.
This is Faye.
I know who
Faye.
Is. What's up,
I
Joe?
Found you. Hey, Faye.
Oh. Y'all are crazy.
Y'all crazy. They are super crazy.
I'm like, in complete silence.
And that's why I was like, in the silence.
I needed a moment just to think about, you know.
Had to recollect on a few things.
Hello. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Thanks for calling.
They say, Lord.
I'm like, I done heard more than I care to hear. Oh, Lord.
Hey, y'all going to get me in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you did all right. Because usually I listen to the interviews to take notes and be like when he asked, could he say, what'd I tell you about that?
Yeah, she always get on me because in the interviews I'm always like, you know what I'm saying?
You did good on that because you didn't do that. You know, I didn't count 10 or 20 times that you said, you know what I'm saying. No, I don't know what you're saying, nigga, tell me.
So you just going to embarrass me online? That's what you're going to do?
You wouldn't think she's 5'2". Like, she sounds like she's at least 5'8". You wouldn't think she's 5'2", though, the way she's talking. I'm just
saying. That's you know what I was telling you a while ago? That's that perception. She just make people think she's short. That motherfucker like 7 feet tall. That's me all the time.
Because you don't do right. Let me tell you what he does, and it has nothing to do with the erotica. Let me tell you about these books. I get a scene or scenario read to me, and I'm like, oh, that's hot. Then I start reading the book, and I'm looking for that. I'm gearing up for it, and it never happens.
You take it out?
I have to. No, what it is is I like the element of surprise. So, like, I kick a lot of ideas. We kick a lot of ideas around, and at times, like, you know, I start writing, and I'd be like, damn, I know I told Faz I was going to put that in there, but I really want to kill him like this, you know, so I take it out, or, you know, sometimes it's not necessary, you know,
yeah.
sometimes you have to eat people, you know,
huh?
It's just necessary.
Wait. What?
Rewind.
You have to do what to people?
Eat people.
You mean eliminate?
How do you feel? EAT?
Yeah, EAT. Eat people. Eliminate.
Oh, this nigga's real. Come on.
Now I prefer the word eliminate.
Okay. All
right. On my nerve today, you know. E and Joe don't have nothing in common. So eliminate. I wanted to eliminate. Can you write him out in a scene in your book? I need to get the names of some of them people on the job so at least I can think they're imaginarily disappearing.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I did a few people like that, you know.
And John are crazy, too.
Yeah. Very. Yeah, I've heard.
Very. I don't know how I got caught up with her because she is super crazy.
I'm upset with her. I haven't discussed
what
her
I
book.
What I do?
We're not going to talk about Courtney right now.
I haven't
told
situation yet, but I woke up with an attitude. I went to office with an attitude today.
Yeah, you see her
like,
attitude when your ass got off work.
Don't say nothing. Don't talk to me.
I truly do apologize. Well, I don't apologize. That's my effect I wanted to have. I'm glad you enjoyed it, ma'am.
I enjoyed it. It was good, but I'm not going to hold y'all. You know, like I said, I always, you know, Top is a good guy. I always call and support him, you know, my partner. Like when we say in PIC, that's partner in crime for those that don't know. And y'all just don't know the abuse I go through.
Oh, Lord.
You know, this man be talking to me like I'm out there in the field slinging cotton.
Go easy on them.
Did you do so and so? Did you do this? What's on? Is it on your list?
Hey, yes. Say.
All right.
Did you write that letter?
Huh?
Did you write that letter?
Oh. I have a draft.
She said, oh. I love how she said that. I'm gonna start doing that. Oh.
You know, I mean, you know the delays.
It's in the works. It's, I got to put it. Y'all are authors, so you know.
What
it's got to come together in my
for?
Mind. The right words have to. That
you
know sounds convincing.
Started, you know what I started calling you.
What you started
Hey, I'm going to let you make it because we live.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
You spell
like
pretty good.
It, on in D.C. because like there were some things in that book that didn't, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way about, and I'm feeling kind of violent about it. I'm just going to take dead aim and center right in that gun.
Don't do that because she can get it. She can get it in the first chapter.
Okay.
She can get it in the first chapter of part three. So don't get started because you know anybody.
You better not. And you know what? And John are going to write me just a little chapter of a change of an ending. And, you know, and I'm going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be off the hook.
I cannot do an alternate ending. It'll just be, you know.
And they won't.
Just for you.
Everybody else raising
you
people from dead.
I don't do that. You dead, you dead. You know, I kill people in a minute. You know that person can come back 8 years later and pop up. You did
that.
Yeah,
I really don't like that. I don't like to see nobody casket ready and you see them going in the ground and next thing they pop up.
I'm like, they had an open casket funeral. How do you hide out for 8 years?
Yeah,
anybody
no.
Coming back from my
but
death,
fine. It was,
dead,
you know,
you dead,
it's the
dead.
Element of surprise, and that's kind of because you don't think it's going to go that route. But all y'all folks writing about all these crazy people, I mean, I love it. But, I mean, I need to read something else kind of sane right now because reading Taina 2 and then following it with Wicked Deception was not a good thing. I was already mad with him. Then I got mad with you.
But see, listen, you know why you mad? You know why? You mad? Because those books tapped the inner crazy in your ass.
Oh, I never said
right.
I was sane. I can turn it out. I never said I was sane. Like I said, I was one of them chicks back in the day. You mess with me, I fill your car with snow.
I didn't know that's right. This nigga said snow. I thought you was gonna go one of my routes and say fill your car with snakes.
If you're gonna
damage somebody, you know, just go on damage them. What's snow gonna do?
Fine, I'm employed by the federal government. So snow is what was in the car. The melting.
Oh, that's code word for putting cocaine in somebody's car and getting them a
ain't no different. Ain't no, I, you know what, just shut it up. So crazy. She come up with shit too. But I'm a reformed person. So some of these things I can relate to. But I don't always want crazy to win. Y'all hear the passion in my voice?
Hey, tell them.
I heard you saying it with your chest. I heard it.
Tell them to scoot over.
You're trying to say we all should be in that buggy together?
No, I'm saying tell the rest of them friendly ass kittens to scoot over. You friendly as a box of kittens, Nick. Go on over.
Yeah, shut up.
Y'all, you know my motto. I love crazy. Crazy love me, and crazy look good on me. So, you know, that's my motto for the next 5 years.
I don't know if it look good on me. I do love crazy though. Everybody talking about the girl from Mary Mary shot up her husband. Cole, I'm like, okay.
And I don't have
in it.
She didn't shoot him.
Me neither. Right. I didn't have a problem with it either.
Sometimes you have to direct that anger in another way to get it out. Like I said, I was younger, and there were some things that I've done that I'm not going to mention on because I probably, well, no, we're going to leave that right there. So I can understand.
Hey. What about the abuse that I suffered? So you haven't changed that much because I suffer abuse at the hands of you every time we face to face. I got to get punched and kicked on.
You know what? I'm very kind to you. You know when you're on that other side. like some of them little Facebook gangsters, and well, you know when you'll know when you're on the other side. Cause all I
ain't getting on. I ain't getting on that other side. I keep me a pantry full of grits.
Well, I ain't gonna see what that I keep.
Grits.
Things too.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if I can get that stun gun in that federal building so I can sneak up behind this man, stun him, kick the hell out of him. Cause you know he got some brain issues and stuff going on, but he nasty.
Your ass gonna be on CNN in the morning.
Yeah. We can see him.
But that's why we were talking about the sneak attack, me and this other lady. We were like, you sneak up behind him, hit him, because he already got, you know, say he'd be having little pains and he'll fall out or whatever. But he's a racist and he's nasty to us. So, we, you know, trying to get, but.
Just give him, just give him a copy of Corporate America. That's all you got to do.
Faye put up a selfie one day, and I said, this will make the perfect mugshot. Like, she like,
that's what everybody said. They were like, mugshot, because I had a mean look. What happened that day?
Like, she had just came from killing somebody, but wasn't telling nobody about it.
Nah, I don't tell nobody nothing. It's like this. If it go prove I did it, yeah, I don't care if you saw me, prove it. Prove I did
right.
it, and if you prove, because I'm very convinced, and if you can prove otherwise, more power to you. I don't leave no trail. I don't leave nothing.
So you're a good liar.
No, I work in the federal government all my life. I learned from the.
Why you never say you're a good liar?
No, lie is a harsh word.
Well, I'm just saying when a person say they're very convinced, and that's the first thing that tends to pop
she
up. You know that word game we was playing a while ago. Oh, okay.
She comes
it's
up
like
with
you
a good
use
rebuttal.
Their, you know, their same terminology that they use on you. Did you do this? Did you see me do that? Well, think again about really what you saw. Did you see me? What did you see? I don't know what
I
saw.
That.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to use that. I was sitting here thinking like, damn, what did I see? I ain't seen shit. I'm using it. I'm not playing.
Yeah, you saw that man slide up out your house with that $50.
Oh, what Kevin Moore say? Wait a minute, did I have another bitch in the trunk? I was talking his ass. I'm like, you better give me my $50. He said, that would have been a big tip. Nah, buddy, not tonight. Yeah, that's why I don't
post
the drink.
Well, I'm not going to hold y'all up. You probably got to
listening.
You probably got to go to bed or do whatever. And But, you know, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the little chat.
Thanks for calling, PIC.
Yeah, and you just make sure, you know, I need to know how many chapters you done worked on and some other assignments and stuff, because you guys kind of keep your foot in his neck.
Yes, Maza. Mm-hmm. I'll call you soon as I get off the phone, Maza, with a report.
He ain't going to call me as soon as you get off the phone tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's been bad, my bedtime.
Right.
It's 10 on the East Coast. It is getting late on the East Coast, so.
It's 11:15 over here. You know, by 11:15, I'll be curled up in my bed like a baby with a big dick.
Drooling all out the mouth, probably. What a horrible
thing. Like a baby with a big what?
Curled up like a baby with a big dick.
Oh, Lord.
How do you know them babies sleep good? They don't sleep good. They're uncomfortable for them. I just sleep like the fat girl that I look. I just be sleep like the fat girl that I am because I'm exhausted. That's all. It's sad.
Okay, well, Chris Renee, I'm gonna let you do the wrap up because I've been drinking. Water,
oh my gosh. Listen, this girl called me. She like, look, I got my onesie on. I got my cakes. I got my Amsterdam. I said, oh my gosh, she's going to be so turned up. She really is. But I had fun tonight, you know. So
I did.
I'm happy.
And then you didn't even get
actually,
through all your questions, Crystal, though.
Well,
yeah, it was kind of mild. I was ready to turn up for y'all.
I see. I was on my best behavior tonight.
I was told to calm down a little and not go full fledged.
The only thing that I said was make sure you keep it classy. You know, it's a way to talk about, you know, penetration without being crass. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course there is. I just don't know how to do it when I got Amsterdam in my system.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Henceforth,
yeah, well,
the
you don't need to do no
story.
Talking. You need to hush. Don't you? Don't you do nothing.
This has been a crazy, crazy evening. I'm glad to have finally put a voice with the name. I mean, I'm his Facebook friend, but I didn't hear the voice, so I kind of got a vibe of who you are, and you're cool as hell, you know. I can appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the general synopsis, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a general consensus from the general public. You know, I happen to be a cool cat. You know, I'm everyday people, man. I get along with everybody until you get out of line, and then you see that other side of me. You know what I'm saying?
Because he is a Gemini.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
and
I was going to ask what sign.
Yeah, it's eight people in me. It's not.
My son
is
an 18-year-old Gemini, so he's becoming a man.
Oh,
so,
you in for a world of craziness.
I've already been there a couple of times, and I told him, I said, boy, because, you know, they know me as mama. They don't know me as when I used to be not mama, but Gemini's are crazy, y'all.
Yeah, we got issues. Listen, I make no apologies for the person that I am. I'm throwed off.
That's it.
And
that
I can take things the right way, or I can take them my way. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have our own way of thinking. You know, Geminis make the world go round, man. You know, y'all world, y'all whole world be fucked up if it wasn't.
I don't know about the world, bro.
Right.
Yeah, the world. Yeah, the world. You know, the world.
He said, yeah, the world. Listen, let everybody out there know, before we get off, let everybody know, like, your books, where they can get your books at, where they can follow you at on all your social media, whatever you want. Just let everybody know how they can stay connected to Black Pop.
You can order my books from www.novelistblacktop.com or Amazon. I prefer if you order them from novelistblacktop.com. That way I can sign them for you when I ship them. You can find me on Instagram at novelistblacktop. You can find me on Twitter at novelistblacktop. You can find me on Facebook at novelistblacktop. If by chance you're not a friend of Blacktop's Roundtable, you know what I'm saying, shoot us a request, and either myself or Faye will make sure you get in. But dig these blues, man. Don't come in there with a whole bunch of that, you know, posting your links and all that shit, because we'll kick your ass right up out of the group, man. You know what I'm saying? And if there are any authors or promoters listening, I will say this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so disrespectful, man, when you go to another author's page. You know what I'm saying? His I don't like to say fan page, but, you know, his group page or whatever, where, you know, he's building readers and building a rapport with other authors, and you start dropping your links. It's not only disrespectful, but it's tasteless. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had a few people that did that, and we took care of that situation real quick. So, you know, I just thought I'd get a little tidbit of advice, man. And, you know, like I said, everybody, you know, I'm cool people, man. Just come fuck with me.
That is super true. When I say Faye be on it in that group, Faye be on it. So, I will try it, because they are going to snatch this shit down. That is. I see that all the time. I'm in a lot of groups, and I'm like, okay, so where are the readers? Because all I see is authors in her posting every day. I don't ever see readers say nothing, comment on the link. So, yeah.
What happens is it's been accepted as the norm. You know what I'm saying? So people do it. You know, you have a few reputable promoters out there that really, you know, really take, you know, what they do serious. You know what I'm saying? One of them didn't call in tonight. I'm kind of upset, but it's okay. I'll get her tomorrow. You know who you are.
What's her number? Because we had some calls I didn't get to. So don't go bite nobody's head off.
All right. She know I ain't going to bite her head off. That's my boo. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired and you made me forget my damn point, fool. What was I saying?
I don't fuck about though.
I was finna say some
shit. Yeah, we all tired or
made me
or something.
You see how she just interrupted me though, Chrissy? You see that?
Who talked?
So
she may have called in.
Oh no! I know if she got an opportunity to call in, she gonna call in. But listen, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we'll hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we got some more things that we're working on. So, you know, be on the lookout. You know, we're gonna come with something funky. You know, strictly for the women, because I know, you know, women, they gonna support and they gonna get down with us, but. You know, multiple hustles is really like a dude brand. You know what I'm saying? So we coming with something strictly for the women. You know, women cuts and, you know, tight pants and all that kind of good stuff that y'all like. So
hold on, wait a minute before you hang up.
What is
40? Are you still on here?
Yes, I am still on the line, honey. I've been waiting for you to take my call when you just supposed to get back to me. I'm falling asleep on the phone.
Hey, you know I was just talking about you, right?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, he's talking about me. And
I knew who he was talking about.
I
looked at my phone.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
That's my big time. But I was just calling in just to listen to the show, to support the show, and to support Blacktop, as always.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
This goddamn Tainer, too, I'm mad as shit at you. I got to take a break at every goddamn chapter. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I'm like, it's so well written. It's like, oh, my God. It's like, it's just crazy. I had to take, like, a whole day break from the first chapter, because that just blew my mind.
Hey,
depressed after that first chapter. Oh, my God, I was upset.
Oh God,
I cannot wait to read these books. Y'all
right. It's like, oh, my God. I ain't even call and test him out yet, because I know, like, he just going to get it all at one time. Because usually
yeah,
I get in his inbox and all that, but it's on. That's
hey, you
all
know,
I got
you know what's, you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Tap, is that I've been sitting there waiting. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting on the phone to ring because I know she gonna call and cuss me out. But the thing about the book is, listen, I know for a fact that by the time you finish reading this book, you're gonna be like looking at my profile picture, like, do I really know this motherfucker?
Yeah, well,
this nigga crazy.
But it is, I am, but I'm like, it's good, but hold on, I can't think of his name right now, but the one that's messing with Jasmine, I can't stand his motherfucking ass already.
Khalil.
I don't like him. No, I can't stand Khalil, because it's like, he's going to do something, I can feel it, like, so I'm like, I ain't feeling him right now. I'm not feeling Khalil right now.
I know this nigga
right
was ill when he smiled at that fireplace. Have you got to that part yet, the fireplace?
I'm not going to talk because I know I just be talking about the book. I will say spoilers, so I'm not going to talk about the book.
No,
I'm
not
going
to go into detail. I was going to ask you how you got to that part yet, like, because that's where I'm stuck. Like, I ain't read it since yesterday morning because I got to that fireplace part. I was done. Like, I'm done with novel.
Like,
John, I thought you were crazy. You soft, man.
No, nigga, no. I ain't never in my life seen no shit like that. Like, you smile. Like, she was smiling.
I tell you some fucked up shit. I was smiling when I was writing it.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine, too. Like, I can imagine.
I was smiling when
crazy.
I was writing it.
But
yeah.
I like
and
it.
And I love
it.
I love that little motto. What is that? Hell can't hold us and they don't want us or some shit to that effect. I was like, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
The little
say,
demon
what
shit
say,
they saying to
say,
each other.
Yeah, say heaven don't want us and hell can't hold us.
Yeah, I said that's cute. Like some real crazy psychopath shit they got, some kind of vibe they got going together.
Yeah, they in love, man. You know, in love make you do some wicked shit sometimes, man.
I ain't liking Khalil though so far, but I just love his books. All his books are different, and that's what I like about him. And the most important thing, they are well written. I need a book that will make me look at least one word up in the dictionary. Like, come on now. Like, really. So I am loving the four novels, baby.
Hey, Papaya. Hey, you know what's funny is when I went to my job, right, when I first came out with the Hustle Chronicles, and I was at the job kind of bullying motherfuckers and making them buy my book, right? Motherfuckers like, oh my God, I didn't know that you could write books. I was like, I can't read, motherfucker.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
What you mean?
Right, man. Yeah. It's like, hold on, no, because you know you can read some books and it's like, did a fifth grader write this? My son is 13, and I'm like, he could have wrote this. You know what I'm saying? But when you actually read a well-written book, I'm like, thank you. I just love it. But I'm serious now. Blacktop, you know I read fast. I'm on chapter 11. I have to take, like, a break between every chapter. I'm like, oh, my goodness, but it's good. I'm loving it. I am loving it.
I'm glad, because, you know, like I told you before I even dropped the book, you know what I'm saying, like it's certain people's opinions. When that book dropped, you know what I'm saying, that I look for those opinions, you know what I'm saying, because I know that certain people, you know what I'm saying, are really avid readers, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So I need that feedback, because if I drop the ball, I need to know it, you know what I'm saying.
Right. I would have been
you know,
past
some people might have. You know, some people might take offense to it and say, "Oh, motherfucker, hate." But I don't think like that. It's like, nah, dog, this wasn't the one. You know,
I'm
gonna scrap that and I'm gonna go back to the drawing board. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I would have been past 11, but you know, Empire came on today. I don't watch TV, but that's the only show that I watch on TV. And I was like, hold up, today is Wednesday. They're having a show at the same time as Empire. And I was like, oh, it's a Central. Okay,
no,
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it's after Empire.
Yeah,
hey, we
wouldn't
have,
okay.
We wouldn't have had nobody on the phone.
We got 2 minutes left, people.
Right. But keep up the good work. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank
you,
man.
Always.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Get some rest.
I am. Good night, ladies.
Thank you.
Can't hear you.
Why you can't hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. I thought I heard you saying something. My bad, cuz.
Oh, I don't know. You know,
it's
a long, crazy ass.
You said what?
Hey, that 2 minutes going to go real fast. You know what I'm saying?
I know it's going to go like super fast. Yeah, so we got 90 seconds. So we just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, listening, supporting us, as well as Blacktop. So make sure you get his new book, Tainted 2, and if you have not gotten any of his other books, as he said earlier, you can go to his website. Say it real quick again for me, Blacktop.
Yeah, www.novelistblacktop.com. And by all means, please do not try and start with Tainted 2, because you will be lost. Just giving you heads up.
Henceforth, the two people, pay attention. Get Tainted first and Tainted 2. But tune in next week. We will have Right to Eat, Renisha Pittman. It's going to be crazy because her and Jay together do not know how to act, and I'm going to have to be on my best behavior.
I already know they're going full retard.
I want to be on my best
behavior. I will be tuning in to that.
So
already
we will see you guys next week. Thank you again, Blacktop.
Thank you all.
Most definitely, man. Appreciate you having me. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, everybody, for listening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Good night.
Night.
All right. Good night, everybody.